The North Bay Maker Awards are out, and 180 Studios is among them, among the winners, I should say. And Dan Blake is on the KSRO live line with us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I love any guy whose business card reads Director of Innovation.
Yes, I get a lot about that. Director of Innovation, how do you direct innovation? But really what we're trying to promote in the education world is just more opportunities for students to express their own individuality and own creativity. So we sort of bundle that up under the term innovation.
Okay, so for people who don't know or who have been living in a cave for the last few years, describe to us what 180 Studios is.
Sure. Well, it's a great opportunity for the North Bay. It's a 15,000 square foot community makerspace. And for people who aren't familiar with a makerspace, we have a number of different studios, everything from more traditional manufacturing fields like welding and woodworking and machine shop to more emerging technologies like fabrication and digital manufacturing, laser cutters, 3D printers, electronic studio, computer labs. So members can come and have access to state-of-the-art equipment, get instruction from experts in the community who are also members. We see it as really a neat opportunity for cross-generation or multi-generation interaction. So great opportunity, I think, for people to learn skills or get access to tools that they might not otherwise have.
It seems like what you basically did is moved people out of their garages and into your spots, and which also probably encourages some working together.
Absolutely. And really that's a lot of truth behind what you say there. It's a lot of folks who either have had, been a hobbyist and things in their own garage and tinkered in their own garages, and now they have a larger space to share their work. Maybe their spouse said, we got too much stuff in the garage. Can you go do this somewhere else?
Yeah.
We've actually had some people say that. But it is great. It does build a sense of community. And what's neat is people with one skill set go and meet somebody else with another, and you never know what's going to happen then in terms of the creativity that emerges from that.
That should be your slogan, 180 Studios, keeping marriages together.
Not bad. I'll talk to David, our general manager, about that.
Hey, Dan, who pays for all this?
It was a great question. We have to do a lot of fundraising. We are a nonprofit called North Bay Makers, we've been very fortunate. The individual who is our board president approached us about 2 years ago and talked about the idea of a makerspace for the North Bay, and was able to provide an incredible space for us. Like I said, about 15,000 square feet on Todd Road, just off of Highway 101, and has been very generous himself in terms of being able to help get us off the ground. But we've also gone out and done fundraising. We've had help from folks like Friedman Brothers, the Nancy and Dale Doherty Foundation, Keysight Technologies has been very involved in providing support, both direct support. Pat Harper, their general manager, is on our board, but also funding and equipment. So we do have to do a lot of fundraising. We're a member-based organization as well, so we collect dues from members to access the space. It's an event space. In fact, my organization, the Sonoma County Office of Education, we're holding a national summit on maker education there next week. We'll have about 225 educators from across the country. So we have a few different revenue streams that provide the funding for the space.
Dan, is it true that a cybernetics team built a robot at your spot?
They did. So we had a high school robotics team, Maria Carrillo High School, used our space for their team to build their robot this past year that they take out to competitions. We had the Windsor High School welding program there build a beautiful welding table in our new welding studio that we just opened up. We actually have a group right now working with an environmental group to build environmentally friendly or sound trap for a mountain lion, an amazing contraption that they've built using old and new technology. So, yeah, there's a lot of neat projects going on there because we do have a lot of space and a lot of access to equipment.
So then do the instructors there, are they all volunteers from various aspects of these kind of innovations?
Well, there are people who come forward. They might be current members or folks in the community who have a particular skill set, and then they want to teach a class. There might be the fees for the class that are divided then between the instructor and the nonprofit. But we also do have more just informal kinds of classes. Tonight we're having a meetup for folks who want to come and learn how to use our new 60-watt laser cutter. A lot of people haven't been around or had access to a laser cutter, so
I
people
never
can come
have.
And just it's an amazing tool, and Yeah, just brand new there at 180. So tonight there's just an informal meetup, and one of our members is leading that class. So yeah, lots of opportunities to access the space.
Well, it's a wonderful idea, and the whole maker category and maker awards is fairly new, and fairly new to Sonoma County, and it sounds like a great way to encourage kids to do something a little bit different and find out, you know, what it is particularly that they have to offer. Dan, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Great. Well, thanks for having me and giving us a chance to share 180 Studios with the community.
Well, congratulations on your efforts so far. That is Dan Blake. He is Vice President of the Board and Director of Innovation and Partnerships at 180 Studios.